Text 2. Srimad Bhakti Sudam Bodher Binduriya Purva Darshita Tatra Raganuga Bhakti Sankshiptatra Vitanyate. Previously I gave a concise description of Raganuga Bhakti, devotion following one's spiritual passion, in my book named Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, Drop from the Ocean of Nectarian Devotional Flavors, a short summary of Srila Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Now, in this Raga Vatma Chandrika, I elaborate on this. Kripa Kanika Vyakya. Srila Vishwanath Chakravartipat has composed a booklet named Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, containing the essence of Srimad Rupa Goswami Pad's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu to make it easy, understandable for everyone. In this book he has shortly described the characteristics of devotion, the different kinds of devotion, the 64 limbs of bhajan, the 32 offenses to the deities, and the 10 offenses to the holy name that must be avoided, the definition of Vaidhi Bhakti and Raganuga Bhakti, the 9 signs of the awakening of Priti, the signs of Prema, Rasa, Vibhava, Anubhava, the 8 Sattvika ecstasies, the 33 Vyabhichari Bhavas, Stai Bhav, explanations of the Rasa starting with Shanta, the statuses of friendship and enmity for these Rasa, Rasa Bhasa and other things. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas practice Raganuga Marg Bhajan. Sri Rupa, Sanatan and the other Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas are the Acharyas of Raganuga, not of Vaidhi Marg Bhajan. Raga Marg Bhajan is an extremely extensive subject matter, and the Goswamis, like Sri Sri Rupa Sanatan, have described it elaborately in their books. Therefore, Srila Vishwanath Chakravartipat could not be satiated after briefly describing the subject of Raga Marg in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, and has described the method of Raganuga Marg Bhajan more elaborately in this book named Raga Vatma Chandrika, just to make it easy to understand for everyone. Thus, it is the duty of all the Raga Marg Sadakas to attentively study this book.